So Erica, also getting back to the question of chemo, and one strategy that's been out there for a long time, I'm sure it's ever even been studied in clinical trials, is sort of induction chemo followed by maintenance hormones, which a lot of people do in some situations. It was interesting when we asked that in the survey, and we said you have a patient who has extensive liver mets, we found that the investigators and most of the oncologists still stuck with endocrine slash CDK. But we said, but yeah, the patient has abnormal LFTs. All of a sudden, we started to see chemo first. Is that what you do? I was kind
Yeah,
of
I think
not sure I'd
it,
seen that
you know,
before.
I mean, an LFT of 2 or 3 times normal, I wouldn't call that a visceral crisis. I would call that, you know, you have a liver burden of disease, but it's certainly not, you know, imminent danger. So I think that's very different of how abnormal are the LFTs, right? I think it's a very reasonable approach for somebody that truly is in visceral crisis, either from lung or liver, to do chemotherapy for a fixed number of cycles to try to kind of get disease under control and then switch to endocrine therapy.
And so, for example, lymphangitic lung, how often do you see that incidentally?
I think it's definitely more rare in ER-positive breast cancer's initial presentation to have lymphangitic disease than other tumor types such as triple negative or HER2.